the door?
Well, I think first wrapping my head around all of the areas of operations and getting an understanding.
Hello, my name is Holly Hedgepeth, and I'm with the Cancer Services Program of Columbia and Greene County, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
This is Rob Saffer, host of Overlooked, WGXC's excursion into underheard and overlooked music. Overlooked is now on fourth Tuesday of each month from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Each show is themed, connecting disparate types of music in new and uncharted ways. That's Overlooked, 12 to 2 on Tuesdays.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Congress, in its wisdom, has prohibited pirate operators, that is, people who operate without licenses, from ever owning a low-power station. On the other hand, that same pirate could own, for example, WCBS-TV in New York City.
You have tuned into Creative Community Radio on Tuesday, March 9th, and at 11 a.m., you'll hear The Forgotten Geek, Corey McClaskin's show about entertainment news and reviews and music from forgotten decades. After the new news, tune in to the Overlook show in the shadow of Overlook Mountain in Ulster County. Rob Saffer is live with the music of William Parker, the legendary jazz bassist. At 2 p.m. on Patrick Quinn's Algorithm as Ritual show, tune in for songs from Chris Corsano, Katarina Barbary, and Tashish Dorje, and others. 3 p.m., the Framework show turns field recordings into composition, and this week Felicity Ford and Jillian Selner are your guides. At 7 p.m., tune in Amanda Lees and Jenny Getty with Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda as they talk movies. Then at 8 p.m. from Hudson, Andy French crawls out from the fallout with brand new music for your ears. And at 10 p.m. from somewhere in Hudson, Dan Seward beams in with the Battlefield Earth show on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Forgotten Geek with Corey McCaslin on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Not quite time to start yelling, "Remember the Alamo Draft House," but it's still a blow to cinephiles as Variety broke that the defenders of the more pure cinema experience have filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. An asset purchase deal with prior investor Altamont Capital Partners and new backer Fortress Investment Group will allow them to continue operating while closing down some of its 4-year locations in hope that it'll come out on the other end of the pandemic in a decent state. Now for the rundown on the content one can find and expect to see on that new kid on the streaming street, Paramount Plus, which launched March 4th. Funny, that kid kind of looks like CBS All Access with new clothes and more toys. Anyway, the catalog includes 2,500 movies, 30,000 TV episodes, and 1,000 plus live sporting events. 50 new series will bow over the next 2 years, and several movies including Quiet Place 2, Mission Impossible 7, and Paw Patrol the movie will hit after a 45-day theatrical window. They also plan 4+ exclusive films a year, starting with Blumhouse's Paranormal Activity reboot, a Pet Sematary prequel, and Ghost Story The In-Between. The drama section includes a revival of Criminal Minds, a kind of sequel but set now Flashdance series by Mad Men writer Tracy McMillan, the long-in-development Hell Halo adaptation previously set for Showtime, a series remake of the romantic weepy love story from producers of Gossip Girl and The OC, The Next Generation just trying to blow the bloody doors off in a sequel series to The Italian Job, Chiwetel Ejiofor as the new man who fell to Earth, a more woke take on Fatal Attraction, docudrama mini The Offer detailing Alan Ruddy's experiences producing The Godfather, The Parallax View will also get the series treatment, anthology series American Tragedy that will build off their acclaimed Waco miniseries from 2018, and 3 Yellowstone spinoffs, Mayor of Kingstown starring Jeremy Renner, prequel show Y-1883, and the tentatively titled Texas set 6666. Yes, there is some Trek news, but I'm saving that for a separate piece. But Jordan Peele's Twilight Zone will not continue, but hey, lasted one more season than the last attempt. On the family show front, Dora will do some live-action exploring. iCarly, a show I only caught between Hour of SpongeBob and Hour of Fairly Odd Parents, returns with new episodes. The inevitable babyfication of the Bikini Bottom crew of CGI Toon prequel Camp Coral, SpongeBob's Under Years. A new CGI Toon Rugrats with the original voice cast. And a live-action reboot of Fairly Odd Parents that's hopefully 100% Chloe-free. Comedy-wise, the Frasier revival has been officially announced. Grease prequel, The Rise of the Pink Ladies. Guilty Party, a dark comedy with Kate Beckinsale as a journalist seeking to exonerate a young mother convicted of murder. 5 new Inside Amy Schumer specials. Reno 911 flees the wreckage of Quibi for a special to join The Hunt for QAnon. A revival of BET's pro basketball sitcom, The Game. The weekly show of Trevor Noah, which looks to go deeper into stories than The Daily Show. The Workaholics movie, and the for now untitled Beavis and Butthead movie that'll kick off Mike Judge's new take on the infamous duo. The MTV portion of ViacomCBS will do their duty to fill some tiles with Behind the Music, featuring new and updated episodes, Yo! MTV Raps reimagined as a magazine show, and several unplugged specials a year. Also coming is From Cradle to Stage, Dave Grohl's adaptation of his mother Virginia Hanlon Grohl's acclaimed book From Cradle to Stage, stories from the mothers who rock and raised rock stars. Sports content will include the NFL on CBS, the Masters, NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship, PGA Tour and Championship, and Argentinian and Brazilian football. News and docs include 60 Minutes Plus, 48 Hours of Lie Detector, in which a Texas Ranger takes viewers through some of the cases he's investigated over the decades, 76 Days, which covers the earliest days of the COVID breakout in Wuhan, FBI Profiler focused the real criminal minds, MTV documented Watergate, as well as what are described as Instadocs, which are planned to hit the service within days of major news events. Also included with the above was news that Nickelodeon is launching Avatar Studios, which will produce new series and an animated theatrical film around the world of bending under the auspices of the original creators, and probably provide some soothing balm to the looking like history will repeat live-action Netflix reboot of Last Airbender, which creators very publicly quit last year. Now for that promised Star Trek news, it's confirmed Lower Decks Season 2 and Discovery Season 4 will warp in this year, along with the now premiering on Paramount Plus, then going to Nickelodeon Kids Adventure Toon Prodigy. Strange New Worlds and Picard Season 2 were mentioned, but not with any firm date. The long-promised, or threatened, depending on how you feel about that plot element, Section 31 is on the back burner, officially because they don't want to flood the market and are waiting for one of the current shows to run their course. But I'm speculating they've realized such a series might be a hard sell to fans, and are hopefully looking for a different vehicle to continue the adventures of Michelle Yeoh as Mira Jojo. But they aren't holding off on trying to crack the next theatrical adventure set in the Great Bird's Playground. Variety announcing Once Upon a Time and Fear of the Walking Dead writer Kalinda Vasquez is penning a new film treatment. Our first set starts with an ode to a very different kind of space hero, though he might have found a kindred spirit in Captain Kirk. Here's Turia Smith with All-American Hero, the theme from the late 70s porn parody Flash Gordon.
Hang on.
After Taria Smith's theme from Flesh Gordon, we heard Christy McNichol singing Pumping and Blowing from the infamous 1982 disastrous Pirates of Penzance adaptation, The Pirate Movie, and concluded with Bonnie Tyler and Giorgio Moroder's Here She Comes from the rescored edition of Fritz Lang's Metropolis. I'll start off the next bit of news with my reaction. Do not F this up again, WB and 2JJ, just let Coates drive, or rather fly, as acclaimed author slash former Black Panther comic writer Ta-Nehisi Coates has been tapped to pen a Superman reboot script by one-time would-be Superman rebooter J.J. Abrams. The Hollywood Reporter quickly added that their sources indicate it will focus on a Black Superman, of which there are some alternative universe precedents in the comics, most likely candidate speculated being Calvin Ellis of Earth 23, introducing Grant Morrison's Final Crisis back in 08. And oh hey, soon to get an ongoing comic, and oh yeah, Michael B. Jordan said a couple years ago he'd like to play him. But we'll get the non-white Blue Beetle before that. The rap announcing Charm City Kings director Angel Manuel Soto will start filming the alien scarab-powered Latino teen superhero cinematic debut this fall. It didn't take long for new Disney-exclusive Ron Moore to find his follow-up project to his and John M. Chu's Swiss Family Robinson remake. The live feed reports he's building a new cinematic universe from the ground up based around classic animated and theme park characters called the Magic Kingdom Universe. The first installment, not specified as being film or series, will be titled The Society of Explorers and Adventurers. Appropriation works both ways, as Lovecraft Country started, and Spike Lee is going to continue the show. Variety reporting he's begun production on Gordon Hemingway and the Realm of Cthulhu for Netflix, reuniting with Jonathan Majors from The Five Bloods and the aforementioned HBO hit. It'll follow a 1928 African-American gunslinger's adventure in East Africa to help an Ethiopian princess rescue her country's regent from the forces of the Big C. The Duffer Bros will hopefully bring about their biggest inspiration's dream of making a Stephen King movie or show, as Heat Vision broke, Steven Spielberg will produce, along with the Stranger Things creators, a Netflix event series adaptation of King and Peter Straub's epic fantasy The Talisman, in which a boy travels through a parallel world to save his dying mother. Leftovers and Narcos vet Curtis Quinn will showrun. Bonus facts, Spielberg wanted King to write Poltergeist, but the Master of Horror had gone on vacation. Since it's looking like his Xenomorph dreams are dashed for now, Neil Blomkamp will go back where it started for his directing career, tweeting recently he's co-writing District 10. From doggy avenging hitmen to psychotic vampire hunters, Deadline reports Amazon has tapped John Wick writer Derek Halstead to develop a live-action adaptation of the classic manga turned anime Hellsing. Yeah, The Fallen will probably be better than that Night Flyer show. Collider announced Gore Verbinski has signed on to direct Netflix's adaptation of George R. R. Martin's novel The Sand Kings. Same source also reports The Ring and Pirates auteur is reteaming with Rango partner Roger Deakins on two new animated features in early development. Back down the yellow brick road we go, the same way as before, because Hollywood only knows of one Oz book. THR broke that New Line has assigned The Woodsman director Nicole Cassell to helm a new take on The Wizard of Oz that will be able to use the movie-only elements, usually off-limits, because Daddy WB owns that version. Definitely calling out for a new take is Walter Mosley's iconic literary 50s black detective E.Z. Rollins, previously given flesh by Denzel in 1995's Devil in a Blue Dress. Mosley is working with Amblin Television for a TV series adaptation of his novels, no platform attached yet. Taking us up to the bottom of the hour are Dante and the Evergreens, with their follow-up to their one hit, the less played now but bigger in some regions at that time version of Alley Oop. Here is Time Machine.
Yeah. I opened up this here history book,
wow,
and flipped my lid when I took a look.
Wow.
There on page 219 was a this here Egyptian queen.
Wow.
Although she lived in 44 BC,
wow,
Cleopatra is the chick for me.
I'm gonna build a time machine so I can go back and make a scene. I'm gonna make some time with my Egyptian queen in my little old time machine.
I'll be making the gig when I sit the doodad on my thingamajig.
Wow.
I'll pull the crank and turn the dial.
Wow.
Very soon I'll be on the Nile.
Wow.
Holding hands with my Cleo kid.
Wow.
Sitting in the shade of a pyramid.
I'm gonna build a time machine so I can go back and make a scene. I'm gonna make some time with my Egyptian queen in my little old time machine.
She got a daddy rich as old King Tut.
Wow.
I hear her mummies all wrapped up.
Wow.
Got a room with diamonds on every shelf.
Wow.
When I walk in, she'll say, help yourself.
Wow.
I'll fill my pockets, and after a while,
wow,
we'll make some time 1960 style.
I'm gonna build a time machine so I can go back and make a scene. I'm gonna make some time with my Egyptian queen in my little old time machine.
Look at that girl go,
yeah, yeah.
Like she sure is,
yeah,
copacetic,
yeah, yeah.
Like wow,
yeah,
get that snake away,
yeah,
from my girl,
yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
it's,
yeah, yeah,
too late,
yeah. as a cucumber. He feels dangerous like dynamite. I see him on the corner and he's flexing for a fight. Just because I don't check for that, don't call me no yellow rat. You don't know who I am. I could be the one to quiet you. La 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 la. He's a danger man, day. La 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 la. He's a danger man. Fussing and fighting and you cannot stop. He's a danger man, day. How will you feel when you reach the flock? Danger man. Just to see who is braver, he'll put his life on the line. You wanna break someone's spirit, but it won't be mine. And the way Miss you are gone, like you're indestructible. Don't you know after Adam, all of the men expendable. La 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 la. He's a danger man, day. La 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 la. He's a danger man. Fussing and fighting and you cannot stop. He's a danger man, day. How will you feel when you reach the flop? Danger man. One day with your gun or your knife, you might take someone's life. Ain't no use saying sorry, so we won't bring back Soldier Larry. Why won't you see the light? Why won't you see the light? Why won't you see the light? Why won't you see? La 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 la. He's a danger man, day. La 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 la. He's a danger man. Fussing and fighting and you cannot stop. He's a danger man, day. How will you feel when you reach the flop? Danger man. Danger man, yeah. Danger man. Ooh. Oh yeah, yeah. All right. Danger man, yeah. Danger man.
You're listening to Forgotten Geek on WGXC. After Dante and the Evergreens' Time Machine, we heard a double shot of the first theme to Patrick McGoohan's pre-prisoner breakout, Danger Man, aka Secret Agent in the U.S., starting with the original Edwin Astley Orchestra, followed by Steve Attall's cover. Now here's Timbuk 3 with Reverend Jack and his Roman Cadillac Church.
What we want is what every American wants, a right to worship our God.
Jack and his Roman Cadillac Church.
That was Easy Evil by Coven, preceded by Timbuk 3's Reverend Jack and his Roman Cadillac Church. Now here's a live performance of Nick Cave and Kylie Minogue's Where the Wild Rose Grows.
Day I saw her, I knew she was the one. She stared in my eyes and smiled. Her lips were the color of the roses that grew down the river, all bloody and wild.
When he knocked on my door and entered the room, my trembling subsided in his sure embrace. He would be my first man. My name was Eliza Day. Why they call me, I do not know. For my name was Eliza Day.
On the second day I brought her a flower. She was more beautiful than any woman I've seen. And I said, do you know where the wild roses grow? So sweet and scarlet and free.
On the Sunday he came with a single red rose. He said, give me a loss of my sorrow. I nodded my head as I lay on the bed. If I show you the roses, will you follow?
They call me the wild rose.
Well, my name was Eliza Day.
Why they call me, it's I do not know.
My name was Eliza Day. On the third day he took me to the river. He showed me the roses and the kissed. And the last thing I heard was a night of wine.
On the last day I took her where the wild roses grow. She lay on the bank, the wind lied as her feet. And I kissed her goodbye, said all beauty must die. And I leapt down and planted a rose between her teeth.
Think think that you've destroyed my faith in love. You think after all you've done, I'll never find my way back home. You'll see. We'll be right back.
Lydia Lovelace's Live AV Club cover of The Killing Moon, for which was a live cover of Madonna's You'll See by legendary Shirley Bassey. And that set started with a live performance of Where the Wild Rose Grows by Nick Cave and Kylie Minogue. Thanks for listening today and stay safe. I'll be back in 2 weeks with the next installment of Forgotten One Hitters. We'll be going out to the disco perfection version of Jigsaw's Sky High.
I'm not afraid to die.